Thus endeth chapter 7 of Matthew. And thus endeth the readings from the Sermon on the Mount. My friends, we have arrived. It has taken us 16 weeks. You may notice that this is the exact midpoint of the calendar year. We've been working on the Sermon on the Mount since January with a little break in there. And we have heard some very difficult teachings from Jesus, perhaps some very confusing explanations of Jesus' teachings from me, but you have endured it all, and I know you know how to use these things at the front of your hand or at the front of your arms. Please give yourself a round of applause for enduring that. But before we move on, next week we will be looking at something entirely different, something from an epistle. The epistle of Peter. Next week, we'll be looking at the traditional Mennonite 4th of July sermon. And just as a primer for anybody that wants to do a little research into where I'll be going, also a little plug for our friend Mark Schlonegger from Springdale Mennonite. Mark Schlonegger wrote an article about the national anthem and the decision made by Goshen College to not play that anymore before sporting events. And that was published on CNN's website today. So if you go to CNN.com, you will find a link to Mark Schlonegger from Springdale Mennonites, his article about this subject. Go read that. That'll get us rolling next week as we move into our traditional Mennonite 4th of July sermon. But before we come there, we've got one more difficult teaching from Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. And I don't know, maybe this is one of the toughest out of all of the passages from Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So without further ado, let's jump into this passage to see what Jesus is trying to tell us. Verse 21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." What? Does that catch anybody else off guard? Does that not maybe raise a few red flags? I mean, if we read the Gospels, or not the Gospel, the epistles of Paul, Paul says so much about grace. It is by faith that you, or by grace you've been saved. It says something about grace in Paul's writings. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. I mean, what is Jesus saying here? Are he and Paul coming from totally different polar opposite ends of the spectrum? Jesus saying here sounds like this is salvation by works. Only the one who does the will of my Father will enter into the kingdom of heaven? What in the world, Jesus? And then Jesus goes on. He talks about these people who prophesy, these people who heal, these people who cast out demons, and they do so in his name. And Jesus says something that is so powerful, so poignant, so deep-cutting that it makes me raise even more questions and ask, what do you mean by this, Jesus, when you say to those people, I never knew you? And you see, I've never cast out a demon. I have never performed a miracle. I could try it right now. See my glass of water? Wait a second. Still water. No wine. I have never performed a miracle. I have never cast out a demon. I've never prophesied. But to these people that are doing these things in Jesus' name, he says, I never knew you. What hope do I have if I can't do those very things and Jesus doesn't know those people? What hope does a person like me have of being in the kingdom of God? Well, I think we need to spend a little bit of time focusing on that word, new. What does Jesus mean when he says, I never knew you?